Simin, Tov Reish Nun Beis, and Tov Reish Nun Vov, Bezer Hashem. Mechaber says in Tov Reish Nun Beis, Hephalath Mitzvah Sulov, Vayoyim Vilei Balayla, Vacholi Yem Toshon Nethila Sulov, Sheim Lo Yinot HaShachas, Yitlenu Achar Kach, Mikolok Mizrizim Magdim El Mitzvah, Venoit Lo Nisei Baboyker, Bezman Ehu, Mishaton HaSachamel, Veikum Mitzvah Sebishal Salom. Vimitzorach Lahashkim Vatsit Laderech, Noit Lo Mishal Amud HaShachar. You can take it, Iker Mitzvah starts and it's a Chama, B'Shas Atchak, you can start at least a Shachar, and goes till the end of the day. B'Zriz Magdim, Hagol, Medak Tiket, V'Zalulu, V'Yodik, Sh'nichnas B'Beis L'Beis HaKnesses, Gam B'Shas HaTfilo, V'Chein Yazir L'Beis HaKdei L'Chalvi V'Mitzvah. I'll start actually with this Ramah, that the Ramah quotes the Minhag of the Anshei Yerushalayim that they were v'noyig to hold the Lulav the entire day, and not only that, B'Shas HaTfilo, they would be able to v'noyig to hold it. Gemara asks, why is it different than the Sefer Torah? Gemara says, one's a mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah. Holding a Sefer Torah is not a mitzvah. So Chizus Lulav is a mitzvah. And Mamela, it's not going to be much in a person. Now, as the Medayik, it says, Medak Tigechaz Alulav. Certainly the Minhag Bizmanenu is not to hold it the entire day. And I would say that somebody that holds it, not even if he doesn't, if he's holding it the entire day, somebody that holds it during Tvilas Lachash of Musaf, I think it's Zichur Nira Kiyuaro, that a person is in the middle of davening Shemayin Esrei and he's holding his lulav and his esrei, kilo as if he's holding there to be mechavin, and especially after spending a good few hundred shekel on his lulav, that he's holding there lachor it's pashut lachor that it's near kiyuaro. Now the etzem din is rather very shver. That what's takam shat that it's not mafriya. Lachor is not the ikar mitzvah. They can be the agmei nafak me. The person was already yitzi beforehand. The person was already yitzi b'shas. That he picked it up, or did that not know him for sure, even mitzvah min amufar. We're already holding my tefillas musaf. What's he holding in his hand? What's the mitzvah over here? That sefer Torah, it's not a mitzvah to hold the sefer Torah, and therefore it's matrid. It caused the person to be lose his kavana, as opposed to holding the lulav is a mitzvah. So I would have thought maybe that in a chami, like we mentioned in the past, that it's only for Anshei Yerushalayim. Anshei Yerushalayim that held it the entire day, so then we quoted the Meiri. The Meiri says that Bchanin would take a bite out of his esrog and he would be yoytze with it. And he said, what does it mean to be yoytze? It means to hold it the whole day like Anshei Yerushalayim. It says v'nofik. It's much more that he's being yoytze. It's not just the chiv of mitzvah. For Anshei Yerushalayim, it was ki'ilu that there's a choivo. Since they would do it, it's ki'ilu nofal aleh Hashem choivo, he says. V'nofak. That's why it's a passage of the lashon of Matzvavei v'nofik, that he can be yoytze with it. So if somebody that's like that, it's a chelik, that's the ikur chelik of the mitzvah, then it passes for him to hold it during Shemir Nesrin. It would come out of chidush la'alacha, though, that would be that in a chanami, somebody, it's not just that it's yuaro, you're not allowed to. You wouldn't be allowed to, somebody that's not on Shushalayim, that holds it the whole day, which that is the minig, that we don't hold it the entire day, the herd be also to hold it during Shemir Nesrin. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Brura says, that going to shul and coming back from shul, it is a minig to hold it. And the Lashon Aruch HaShulchan is v'kach v'beisenu v'kach yofelonu, which would mean that a lot of times, first of all, if you're ready yoytze on the way to shul, depending on if you're yoytze or not, whether or not you should hold it straight or you hold it inside of your bag, inside of the plastic that's the plastic case or silver case, whatever case it is, l'chur is better to hold the actual lulav and esrog in an oifin that you can be mekayim. That's the chib of mitzvah of Anshei Yerushalayim that we're saying that's the way to do it. So if you weren't yet to the mitzvah yet, then maybe it's not going better not to. But on the way back, when you're being on your way back from shul, you should not take it. Don't give it. A lot of people, they give it over to somebody else. Oh, once you're carrying yours, carry mine. Your brother, your sister, your nephew, whoever it is that's taking it, carry mine also. There's an Indian for you to carry it back. You to carry it to shul if you're yet, and carry it back also. And not only that, l'chur to hold it in a way that you talk it could be yet. That is still nichla. The Bikur Yaakov adds, he says, Mini kosher lecha is halulav kishayim b'kadosh achar halav ayshanesh liyanid b'alav k'masri v'chein b'nei garizal. That even though we don't hold it during davening, we don't hold them the rest of the day. However, after ayshanesh, you're ready, it's coming out of your hands, you just throw it down before kadosh. He says, at least, hold it for kadosh. That's a nice zach, that's a nice heder mitzvah, that it shouldn't be nidim olav k'masri v'chein b'nei garizal. Now, the ikar zman of the lulav, for those that are not holding it the entire day, what's the zman? So the Aruch HaShulchan is matmiya that l'chura the mechaber was seisar atzmei v'nei ubei. He says, zrizim makdimin l'mitzvot v'neitel nisei v'abayker v'zman yu b'shetan etzachamo v'yikr mitzvot v'shetan etzachamo. So which one is it? Is it the Zriza Makdimin is to take it Meinetzach Hamo, or is it the Eker Mitzvah B'Shat Tahal? Which one is the Eker? So he says, Varei Ahalu Harbe Acharnitz Vo'oid Deloi Shomanu Af Miyoyser Mahadrim Sheyamtzinu Milavarech Arahalo. He says, even the biggest Mahadrim are not Mevarech, don't wait till Halal to be Mevarech, rather they make the Bracha earlier. Now, I would have said that in the Hanami Lachor Pshat is that Zriza Makdimin means it doesn't have to be Zriza Makdimin V'Noitel Nisei Bavoik. That the same way that we find that the Zinin of Zriza Makdimin V'Milo, that means to do it in the first half of the day, Kibbutz Ma'alach, do it before Chatzeis HaChatchila. Don't even though Kol Hayom Kosher in the Milo, don't wait till 5 minutes before Shkia, do it in the morning. What's the morning till Chatzeis? So to over here, Kol Hayom is Kosher for Lulav, don't wait to Imlai Natal Shachar Zaytel Afilo Ben Arbaim. Don't wait for the last 5 minutes. Take it in the morning. When is the Iker time in the morning to take it? That's B'Shal Halal. That's the Chor what I would have said. The Orach HaShulchan, on the other hand, in Amazon Kipshutai, that Pashit, that the Iker Mitzvah is to take it the first thing in the morning. And he says, what does Mechaber mean? To take the Iker Mitzvah B'Shal Halal? If you have a choice, you have an hour. They're passing around the Lulav and Esrog around to different people in town. You take it for the hour. Fill in the hour that you want. Which hour should you take? Don't take the hour in the morning. Take the hour by Halal. That way it can also be Mechaber the Nanun. He says, the Iker Mitzvah Zichr, if you have your own Esrog, Lulav and Esrog, and you can take it whenever you want, when should you make the Bracha? He says, make it in the morning, V'chein Nogu G'derli Oilom, V'chein Mene Kol Yisrael. Chazei Zokter. Now, L'maisa, the Mashmois is, in the Mechaber, Takanat Evri. The Mechaber, in Simit Tavrish Mem Dalet, he seems to say, Shachris Acher Chazoras Latvilo, Noitlin Halul, Mavarchen Halen Zil Azula, V'shachiyana V'gayim Mahalal. Come on, Mefurish, that, I don't know if it's Mama Mefurish, it is Mefurish. He says that, when do you make the Bracha on the Lulav? Is the Iker Mitzvah, is to make the Bracha on the Lulav after Shachris, not in the morning. Now Rizal, on the other hand, he said that Dafko, once you make a Bracha, before you go to Shachris, you should make it in the Sukkah. You should make the Bracha in the Sukkah. Before he davened Shachris. Now the Mishnah Brew we saw at the end of Tav Mishnah Aleph, we pushed off these halachis, but at the end of Tav Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Brew says, Sivkot and Lamed Dalet, V'shem Arizal Kosu, Shivarach Tzvila B'sukah Al Alulov, V'achar Kachas Asher Nanu Beis HaKnesses. First thing is, before you go to davened Shachris, make the bracha on the lulav in the sukkah, and do the nanuim. Says the Sharatzin, what's the reason why? He brings down two reasons. Either after Shatame Kadeshliya, Lashis a mitzvah, Shemiyat, Shekom in Shinose Basukha, take if he's Kaim a mitzvah, Matthias Gulav. Either it's first thing first, you wake up in the morning, you should do the mitzvah at the first possible time. Memeila, since you're sleeping in the Sukkah, the best thing would be, so for whatever reason we're sleeping in the Sukkah, the Chayr would come out, the Lav Dafka, you have to do it in the Sukkah. That's what Mashmais would be. And Kinir, they brought in water also into the Sukkah. I know somebody told me that his grandfather was out in Europe in those days. It wasn't so much to bring in water. His grandfather's walking to Shachris in Poland in the morning. And he was a little boy. And he hears a guy banging on the sukkah, banging on the sukkah. So he didn't know what to do. He walked into the sukkah. And the guy tells him, he says, I prepared negelwasser for the morning, but it froze overnight. He says, I can't move. Can you bring me negelwasser? It wasn't so much to prepare negelwasser. But Kinir understood that you're preparing negelwasser and you're washing the sukkah and you're not leaving the sukkah and you're making the brocha and doing the netilat lulav in the sukkah. And he says, Efshir Shu Al Pisoid. Lamais, he says the Shah Shavari, that when he brings it down, the Rizal, he says, Zikr Al Pisoid, the Indian is the Dafka be Mevarech on the Lulav in the Sukkah. And that's the Chur, the Minig of the Olam, that many, many people, either they make the Bracha in the morning, or if they didn't make the Bracha in the morning in the Sukkah, before Halal, they go out to the Sukkah in the Shul. Generally, most Shuls have a Sukkah. They go out to the Sukkah in the Shul, at least in Eretz Yisrael for sure, and they make a Bracha in the Sukkah. Now, you don't have the first time in Mishnah Berurah. There's no Indian to go out. Dafka if you slept in the Sukkah. But Lechura, according to the Sefer Zohar Veda, which is really the second time in Mishnah Berurah, there's Dafka and you need to do it then. Now, Lechura would come out that it's Machlokes, when's the best time to take it? From the Mechaber and the Tur, who also says the same Lashon, that Iker Mitzvah is B'Shas HaHalal. It would come out that Lechura, the Mitzvah is to do it, the Mitzvah is to do it Dafka after Shachar. Yeah, the tour, the Mishnah Berurah and Tafresh Mevdalad, the first Mishnah Berurah, he says, B'tur Yisa the Mashkim. You get up early in the morning to daven Shachris. Why? V'mishum the Zvizah Magdim L'mitzvah, the Kaim Mitzvah Lulav. In other words, the Mashkim is to daven early, so you get to be carrying the Mitzvah Lulav early. But in Chacham, you're doing it after Shachris. So the truth is that the Shloh, the Magen Avraham quotes the Shloh, and he only quotes part of it. If you look at the entire Shloh, I saw brought down in the Sefer Dal Aminu Mashalim, he says that it's mevur in the Shloh that the Iker Mitzvah, even that Rizal is masking that the Iker Mitzvah is to do B'Shas Halal. Just, he held that there's a bigger Indian to do it in the Sukkah than to do B'Shas Halal. So if you have a choice of doing it in the Sukkah or doing it B'Shas Halal, it's better to do it in the Sukkah. They didn't have a Sukkah generally in the place where, in the Shuls. The Meila, if you could be Mekayim both of them, do it in the Sukkah before Halal, the Chori says that would be the best Indian, then you would carry him beside the Mechaber, beside the Rizal, and you have the Indian of doing it in the Sukkah. However, Lachori, there's a different reason why you should do it later on also. And that is because Tadam Shina Tadam, what's the Indian, Lachori, to Daven Shachris, if your choice is Daven Shachris, take Luluf, Shachris is Tadam, you should do Shachris, you should Daven Shachris often before you take Luluf. And the truth is, our Mishan, true Vachay, like Daven Sim and Sadi Tess, when he's talking about Sviris Ahimr and Tadam and Davening first, and means counting Sviris Ahimr, so he has a paragraph there about taking Luluf before, and then he says he doesn't understand. So this Pashan Lachori says, maybe those that were naive to hold it the entire day, then they should take theirs in the morning. Why? Because by them there's no Tadam Shina Tadam. Tadam Shina Tadam is if you can do two mitzvahs, which one should you do first? But here, if you're going to push off doing the mitzvah till before Halal, then you weren't being mekayim the Indian of taking the lulav and holding it the entire day. From Netzachama until Halal, you weren't holding it. So your Tadam of Davening Shacharis first is going to be madche the mitzvah of being mekayim properly of holding it the entire day. So the people that hold it the entire day says there's no need of Tadam and they should do it before Halal. However, for everybody else, turn the Shina Tadar, and you should take it dafka after Shacharis. Lamaiso, I saw brought down from Shlomo Zalman that somebody's more heard this to him, and he says, Eila Fakvik on the Minig, Lamaiso Rabin Noegin. And somebody, I'm guessing that it was the Baal Machaber Sefer of Shlomo Zalman, came to mind as a scummer to the Sefer, the Baal Machaber Sefer of Dalin Mino Mashalim, Reviswish, right there in the Halicha Shlomoi. That he came over to Shlomo Zalman and he told him that he brought down the said to Shoshu Avoy that he should dafka take the esrig in the dalan minim in the sukkah before his shachris, and he was ma'ur on it. He wrote down his ma'isiv ahara that Tadav Shina Tadav Zadukay the Mishla Ayin how you're allowed to, and he said b'shas that they were printing it, it got left out. Shlomo Zalman, it's not b'chadi, it's not b'mikra that it got left out. It's min hashemayim. So that's the minig ha'olam. And in the fact we it just maybe it could be more. What's Akab Shah? What's the reason why? Why is there no Tadr Shina Tadr? If a person has a minion at 7 o'clock in the morning and he wants to take his lulav at 6:30, where's the Tadr Shina Tadr? Tadr Shina Tadr is you have two mitzvahs in front of you and he's mutl to do, which one should you do first? But here I don't have two mitzvahs in front of me. My chakras, it's mechuyev to dam in chakras, but I don't want to dam in chakras now. I don't want to be Mekayim this mitzvah now. My mitzvah, my Iker mitzvah, Mekayim mit is Betzibur, and the Tzibur is davening later on. So if, in a Hanami, it's Netz Acham, davening by Netz, then Bechlal you have a problem. You're not supposed to take it before Netz. So when should you take it then? Because you're davening, you start davening before Netz. Then in a Hanami, Lachar Bashas, you take it afterwards. But in a case where you have a Minyan Kavua, which is 98% of the time, a person who's not davening Netz has a Minyan Kavua, and it's davening later on, then in a Hanami, Lachar, there wouldn't be any of Tadu Shino Tadu. Kundumani, I saw such a horror brought down, a similar horror brought down on Dirshu B'Shem Ruchayim Kiliyos Kishmita. Now, the Bikur Yaakov says something interesting. He says that one should make a Birchas Atar in Tafresh Mimdalat. He says a person should make a Birchas Atar before taking the Luluf. The Mishra Brura in Simin Mem Zayin, he says that there's no Indian to say, you don't have to make a Birchas Atar before you're doing a Pulas Mitzvah. Even though you're going to be Mahar in the Indian of the Mitzvah beforehand, in the B'Shas Maiso, that's not a problem. Kuliyam, even according to the Goyin, you don't have to worry about that. It sounded like to me from the Bikur Yaakov that he was out doing a mitzvah. A mitzvah is like it's a chilek of the Torah. And Mamela, you should make Berachas Atar beforehand. I don't know that that's the minik to do that, even those that are makdim to do it. I don't know that the dafka makbid to make Berachas Atar beforehand. Sif Beis, also lacha kredim shiatlanu. Veim shakal v'alf v'nitzkal shalchan avi marishan shumen atar yafsik. One should not eat before he takes lulav. And if he started a suda, so on the first day, he should stop in the middle. Even if he's eating at 12 o'clock in the morning and he has till 7 o'clock at night, nevertheless, after the mitzvah that Rashi says, stop. And from the second day on, where it's only Darabana, then you don't have to stop in the middle of Suda unless you have no time. Now, this is Benegiah to Achilo. What's the story Benegiah to Te'imo? So Mishnah Berurah brings down that Meigar did Te'imo's mother. Te'imo of Paris or Paz, less than a shir, is not a problem to eat, make her atzin. However, he says, the chatchilo, one should not do it. That's a little bit of a horror on the Magen Avraham. Chaim Ari asked this question that the Magen Avraham says that if you have to wait till after Chatzos to get your Lulav and Esrog, even on Chol HaMoed, don't wait, because you're not allowed to fast a half a day. So Shalit, do it to Ima. So the Bikur Yaakov is Mary the Ahara. Do it to Ima. Your Ima's mutter. Do it to Ima. It won't be fasting, and then you'll take it afterwards. Tzarechi. But Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, L'chatchila one should not be, unless it's a Terech Gadol, even a Ti'ima, a person should not do it. Not only that, even to be Semach on a Shemer, it's Mavur in the Mishnah Berurah, that unless it's Cholash Levi, Mitzapa Sheyavai, they're going to bring him, so the guy that's going to bring the Luluv is going to remind him to take the Luluv. Not going to forget. Nevertheless, you shouldn't be Semach even on a Shemer, unless it's Cholash Levi. Now, what's the story with drinking? Can you have a coffee beforehand or not? So the Aruch HaShulchan, Mishnah Berurah doesn't talk about it, he's not Machalik. The Aruch HaShulchan says nearly that you could take a mashke chamin, would it be a pshniyas chamin vadei mutter, if it would be a mishin, moi kaidem atvila. Assuming that people take a coffee before a shacharis, they could take also before taking luluf. Now, there's a big difference, because shacharis is going to take you an hour to daven. If you can wait till afterwards, you're not going to have a coffee, and it's going to help you for shacharis. Luluf is just for a second. But the Indian of drinking before the mitzvah, he's saying the lechur has the same yisurit, and you'd be able to. Somebody that taka needs it, and the Khuro in a phenomenon. The Maisa saw that Elisa Shlomo says something very interesting. I thought that when it gave to a woman that the meaning was taken not to be makbid, though I did see somebody who was telling me yesterday, was reading me a list of halachas that was sent out yesterday. It says the chatchila, a woman should, unless she feels weak, she should wait to eat till after Netil Zuluf. I thought the meaning was not to be makbid. Now Elisa Shlomo says, brings down that Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote in Shabbos Daf Tes, he says, So we never heard that even a woman would drink even water before the Netilas Luluf. Lamaisa, I saw it in the base, which means certainly a man shouldn't drink water. Water is generally never an Indian, never a problem. I don't think that the minig is, I mean, the Mishnah, he was saying that that's what the minig was then. I don't know if everybody grew up with such a minig. The mice I saw brought down, the Beis David brought down from the Bachatcher and Shem Ruyashim, by commonly placing in their Enu that by woman, even though they're naive to take it, but since it's only a mitzvah, chiyumis is not a mitzvah, chiyuvis, the main of the minig is, they're not makbid, dafka, not to eat beforehand. If she has it, she might as well take it, but if she's hungry, then she could eat. There's a Dark Yemoshi here, which is brought down, and the Magen Avraham brought it down at the end of Tesh, Tavrish, Nun Aleph, that after you mekayim your Netilas Dal Aminim, the Lula becomes Mukta. And they both ask, the Magen Avraham said, the Dark Yemoshi is Lachar in Mukta Lachati Shabbos. Somebody can't turn Mukta in the middle of Shabbos. If it went into Shabbos Mukta, it stays Mukta. If it went into Shabbos not Mukta, it stays not Mukta. And he's Metzayin to Shin Yud, Shin Lamed Aleph, that really talks about a Izemo Shel Milo. If a person's doing a bris on Shabbos, there the Mishabur is Marek, the Achreinim, the Taz, the Magen Avraham, there's a Shach about it also here and there, that does the knife become Mukta after the Maisa Milo? The Chorit Mukta Machmas Kasarin Kis, because you never use it for anything else. So, there this Machlak is the Paiskim, both the Taz, the Magen Avraham, and Machmas, that becomes Mukta afterwards, even though up until the Milo wasn't Mukta. How does it turn Mukta in the middle of Shabbos? Say Mukta Lachasi Shabbos. It's Mashma that by Mukta Machmas Kasarin Kis, they could turn Mukta in the middle of Shabbos. In a Chanami. However, I saw in Hillel Chag B'Chag from Karp that he wanted to bring down the Lachor of Mashmoyes the Mishnah Berurah for the fact that he didn't mention it. Not a Tavrish Nun Aleph, not a Tavrish Nun Beis. He didn't bring it down at all. The Mashmoyes is that he wasn't Chayesh for this, which seems like when you get to Shin Yud, where he talks about Mila, it sounds like in a Hanami, even on Shabbos, when you get to Yizemel Shom Mila, he wasn't Mashmoy Mi'ikra Adin. The Chatzil, he says, Mok Maserich, you could just move it yourself. Tmashma that he held that there is no issue the Maitza of Mukta after being Mekayim the Mitzvah. What's that? Lachur, if somebody else should need to use it, should make it not Mukta. The truth is that the Aruch HaShulchan says something very interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the Yerushalmi that said that it's a problem was talking about only on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. Shabbos, I don't know what's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. He says on Shabbos, in the times that they were taken on Shabbos. So if they were taken on Shabbos, and now they're taken on Yom Tov, what's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? I asked somebody who's learning Be'ah, Big Talmud Chacham, and he talked, I didn't know. I saw a carpet in the Sefer today, he asked the Shaila, what's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? One of the earth is. And he says, Lulav Dimasafina Pshat is because he meant in the times of the Beis Hamikdash that they would bring their lulavim from beforehand and they would leave it in the shul. And they wouldn't take them back afterwards. Since they wouldn't take them back afterwards, so afterwards, after your Makam Mitzvah and Hanami, there was no need to use it at all. It became Muktzah. However, Mizmanenu, that people take it home and other people might use it, in a Hanami, it doesn't come up to afterwards. 100%. Simin Tov Reish Nun Vav. Shatorach Lahadar Acher Esrig Mahodar. This is happens to be in Hilchas Lulav, Hilchas Dalad Minim, but for the Esrim, this is Megeh, but Pash, this is Megeh, for all Mitzvahs. It's not Muchach in the Gemara, but for Pash, this it seems that the Rishinim and the Paiskim learned that it's Megeh to all Mitzvahs. Says the Mechaber, Im Kona Esrik Shiroi Lotis Bei Betimtzum, Kigoyin Shu Bei Kebeo, Betzum Temes, Vachak Matzo Godom Mimenu, Mitzvah Lois Vach Lishmi Lagav. Kedei Lachlif Bei Yosino, Bei Yeshmi, that was Shittas Rebeinu Tam. Bei Yeshmi Shoyimer, Shei Moitze Beis Asrogim Lifnei Zvech Arachot Mechaber, Ike Chahodur, Emein Meakon Yisoy Yesh Mishlish Milagav, Bid Mechaber. Machlokes, that's Shittas Rashi. Machlokes, what does it mean? That Hidr Mitzvah Shlish, Zer says Hidr Mitzvah Shlish, what does it mean? Doesn't mean that if your mitzvah is exactly shir mitzumtzum, you should spend more money to get a bigger one. Or does it mean that up to shlish more? Or does it mean that if you have a nice ability to buy a nicer one, then you should spend up to shlish more to buy a nicer one? Now, how do we paskin? The mashmoy says we're machmer for both of them. Both of them are brought down. Yesh machmer and shetar klesh shlish. Yeah. Even when you get to what is it? Is it shlish milagav, shlish milabar? It's not clear in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Yesh machmir and shetar klesh shlish milabar. Does it mean that's how he's going? Or no, meager then? He goes like the Mechaber, shlish milagav, which means that if it's six shekel, so then you have to pay an extra two. As opposed to milabar, would be paying an extra three. Lechura, if it would be a stam yeshayimrim, then in Hanami would go like the stam. And that's how we'd pass it. It sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah that we're choshesh also for the second shot, also for Pir Shashi. Not only that, they say the Yerushalmi is before like Rashi Bechal. Bemela, we're choshesh if you find a nicer one. Now, this is a mitzvah daraisa, mitzvah darabanon, zekili van vevus, daraisa darabanon. So they bring down the Lechero, the Ravid, Zayin Amar Alaf Adaf Erif. He quotes, when he's talking about Eged, the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Ma'akev, according to Rabbanah, it's not Ma'akev. He says, what's the Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda that's Ma'akev? Because he learns out from Zeki Levan Vehu. But Zeki Levan Vehu is not Ma'akev with the Eved. He learns out, Lekicha Lekicha, the Tari is Ma'akev with the Eved. And the Chazal and the Chacham don't have that Zeres HaKosif. So they say, Lechero, the Mashmois is that Zeki Levan Vehu and Echnami, they didn't arise, so. The question is, is it Ma'akev or is it not Ma'akev? And the Kichlikicha tells you that it's Ma'akev. So they say from the Ravid it's Mashma that it's a Din Daraisa. However, from the money that Ravid Peskim, I think, like the Ritva, who's there in the Yudalf of the Beis and Sukkot, that says it can't be, that's Mashma Yisav Tais at the beginning of Lulav HaGazel. It says Lulav, Zeki the Maveu is not Ma'akev Midaraisa, it's not Ma'akev, it's only Din Lechatchila. And so the Ritva, if it's not Ma'akev, then the Chor is not a Din Daraisa. Because of the Daraisa, we don't have Chilukim between the Chatchila and the Yavin. And Mimela, if it's only Ma'akev, by Kodshim, we do. But generally, we do not have a chilek between Lechatchila and the Eved. Mimela, which is only Ma'akev Lechatchila, like Ege, which the Megara says, you should be Mitzvah La'egdo in Lechatchila. But with the Eved, it's not Ma'akev. And we learned that as Zekin Mameo, by Stoy Zekin Mameo, it's only did Lechatchila. So it's only did Mitzvah Derabanan, not Derech. So those that say it's a Derech, I'm also Kazal Lechachom, Kapis Mor, Mitzvah Tzadik. Kundumani, Ray Paisim hold that it's a Drosha of Chazal. It's not a drosher bet of Zeki Levan Veyu. We dash many things from Veyu and Yivahu. There's many things from Levan Veyu. Now, what's Nichlal in Zeki Levan Veyu? So, there's a lot of different types of Hidr Mitzvah, which is Nichlal. There's Hidr Mitzvah in Lav Dafka that looks nicer. Hidr Mitzvah that it shouldn't be a Shir Mitzumtzum. Now, but it's a little bit of a Chiddush. What's the Hidr Mitzvah that it shouldn't be Mitzumtzum? The Mishnah Berurah says something interesting. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Chiddush, the reason why it shouldn't be a Shir Mitzumtzum is maybe it's going to get smaller. The Chayshin Hashem Yismayit Hashir, maybe it's going to get smaller in Yom Tif. Now, if that's the Chash, then it doesn't pass by Shofar, and the Chor doesn't pass by Sefer Torah, maybe by Sefer Torah, it could be, but by Shofar and other mitzvahs, it's not going to get smaller. There wouldn't be an Indian to be, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Hedya that there's an Indian It shouldn't be a shir mitzumtum even by shirim for a sefer Torah kedem. Lulav itself, lulav also l'chera. No, it's got a set meaning to esrei. But lulav itself also l'chera, but not going to get smaller. So where would be the inyan of dafka that you should take it not shir mitzumtum? It shouldn't get smaller. The chur b'fashas, you could say that it's just a hinder mitzvah that you're not taking just the b'yitzi deichiv alsei. You take the smallest shear, that's mamish yoitzi zayin. So I'm going to get the smallest thing, and that's what I'm going to do. No, take a little bit more. Show the chashiva, show the chivuv. That's the inyan of zekei levav veyu. Rashi says the inyan is no, that shetaka look nicer. We saw that Avnei Nezer was metadid, that when the Torah tells you to do a mitzvah, to do the mitzvah in a better oifman, even if it's not nicer b'chlal, to tie with the kesher shel kayama, to bring the minim together, that you know, even that it's mekusher gans and not just you're holding in your hand, that's also in the zekei levav veyu, even though it's not any nicer l'chara, that's what he's more. Nevertheless, that's an inyan of doing the mitzvah more mehudar. We find it in the gavra. We find that erev Pesach, the person's not supposed to eat a suda erev Pesach. Why? That she's able to eat matzah tayovin, says Rashi, beginning of Arvei Pesachim. So there's all types of hider mitzvah that's nichlal in different eifanim of doing the mitzvah that it should be a mitzvah mehuderes. Now, is buying a silver esrik box a chilek of zekei levav veyu? So b'pashas it's not a chilek of the mitzvah b'chlal. It's not even b'shas the mitzvah. It's not b'shas the mitzvah. So then what would be yimoni shel zav? At least b'shas the mitzvah you see it. But over here, l'chur, there's no Indian of zekei levav veyu, it's not b'shas the mitzvah. So brought down b'shem Rabbi Yashiv. Not sure they bring that from Rabbi Yashiv, and he says it's nechla v'chibuv mitzvah. I think there's a big chilek between a silver menorah and a silver esrik box. A silver menorah, that's what's holding, that's b'shas the mitzvah, you're lighting it. That's why some people say dafka that you should put in. Somebody told me that his wife had his head because he wanted to put the oil straight inside of the silver. It's supposed to put in glass cups because then you bring myrrh from the hiddur mitzvah. They bring down, the price can bring down, it's just 7 or 9 different levels of to use glass, to use crystal, to use bronze, to use silver, to use gold, all different types that the price can bring down. You're being a mahadah mitzvah, you're lighting inside of such a menorah. But a silver esrik box, it's a nice thing. It's chibuv mitzvah, sechur not a kim of zekei levav veyu. I did see somebody brought down the Sefer Hasidim, one of the Mishnah Berurahs. They brought down the Sefer Hasidim, who says, Kavlis Hashem mehoin chol. He says, if you make a chashva box to hold your treasures and your eitzreis, certainly you should make a nice box to hold your svarim and to hold your tefillin, that's the esrik, but to hold your mitzvahs. That's the Indian, to have a nice svarim shrine, can you? To have, they shouldn't stand behind the doors, they should open it too. That's the Indian lechura of zekei levav veyu, the different halakim where it passes. Now, how is one Mishire the Indian of Shlish b'negeah to hider mitzvah? This element had a lot of trouble. I had a lot of trouble myself with. And how does it play out this halakha l'maisa? So, b'chlal, there's many different possibilities. You could buy the same esrik depending on which seicher you go to. You could buy a similar esrik, and one will be cheaper, one will be more expensive. Not only that, the longer you wait till Yontif, the cheaper that it gets. The same esrik. So an esrik which costs, I bought an esrik right before Yontif last year, it was the second esrik, before I get my, stick my foot in my mouth, as we'll see in a second. But I bought an esrik right before Yontif. My father was coming in the middle of Yontif, and he wasn't sure if they were going to be able to allow him to take the esrik on the plane. So he already bought one in America, but he wanted a second one just in case. Right before he went out, 20 shekel, gorgeous esrik. The maitre looked at it, I bought a lulav and an esrik, he says, Zachita, what have you got? 20 shekel. I told the guy, I pushed a gear, I felt bad buying it. I gave him 50 shekel, I said, for such an esrik. But this is an esrik which would have cost him 3 days beforehand, would have cost him 200, 300 shekel. He says, it's 20 shekel. So depending as the days get closer in the Hanami, as the schora gets used up, everything changes. In a day, what's a third nicer? A third nicer is a third price nicer? A third, and if it's in how much nicer it looks, so then lechura that's going to be very difficult to put an exact how much is up until a third, like the Magen Avraham says. You have up until, if it's exactly a third more, then that's how much you have to be. How do you ma'arich whether or not your esrik is exactly a third nicer than the last esrik? The Bikur Yaakov, he clears, he basically talks about, he touches on this a little bit, and he says, let's say two people bought, he He's talking about a shir mitzumtzum. Two people had an esrig, a shir mitzumtzum, exactly kibbeil, and one person spent 5 shekel, and one person spent 6 shekel. Then they find another one, which is a little bit bigger, that costs 8 shekel. So the person that spent 5 shekel is not mechayev to buy it. Whether or not you hold it's 2 shekel or 2.5 shekel, milabar, milagav, 8 shekel is already above shlish. The guy that spent 6 shekel, he has to buy it. Whether you hold milabar, milagav, it's 2 shekel more, he's got to buy it. The buster anya azla niuso. He says the guy that already spent money at the beginning, now he has to spend even more money now and buy new. What's going on? They both bought the same thing, so because this guy got it at a cheaper price and that guy got it at a more expensive, they bought it 2 different zeichrim. So now, what's the pshat? So he says, kinira the pshat is in echlam. You have to go with shavius. You can't go with how much they spent. You have to go with shavius. That's also shver. Exactly. What's the shavius? There is no shavius. What's shavius? Shavius is how much a person is willing to pay for it. I just tell a story. It's a funny story, but it's not so funny. Somebody, Echad Mibnei HaChavura, told me that his brother works in Esrogim in America. And somebody came into the store, and he says, give me an Esrog, please. So he gave Shodron an Esrog. He says, how's this? So he looks at it. He says, okay, how much does it cost? He says, $75. He says, do you have anything else, maybe a little bit nicer? So he moves around a few boxes, and comes back, and he picks up the same Esrog, and he shows it to the guy again. Looks at it. How much is it? $125. We're getting there. It's a little nicer. You have anything a little bit nicer, maybe? So he moves around the boxes a few more times and comes back to the same esrog and gives it to the person. The person looks at it. How much is it? He says, $215. He says, I want it. So he takes him to the back of the store. He says, listen here. This is the same esrog that I showed you 5 minutes ago for $75. You want it for $75? You want it for $215. What's in a kudo? How much is a person willing to spend? The guy doesn't know anything from the esrog. He doesn't know what's mechudar, what's not mechudar. He needs to spend a certain amount of money, whether he has to come into shul and tell people, whether he has to for his own good feeling, whatever it is. Kapris Hashem Yehoyim Nechol, maybe he's a mamish Hashem Shemayim, and he just wants a very nice money. He's not a bakam, so yes. But a person is willing to spend, this guy spent for the same esrog $140 more in without a problem. How much is it worth? There is no. People bid on esrogim. The shame bidding. Somebody told me last year, Kimdumani, I think it went for $6,000. $6,000? Not true? Not true. Okay. But people certainly bid on Israel. But, so, there's no price for it. It's very hard to know, especially with money, know exactly how much is a shlish more, and how much, and there's so many Israel and Bechlal. And more is, did anybody ever see anybody make this halacha, if you'll excuse me? With money, everybody, they went back to this place, listen here, you know what? Do you mind taking back this esrog and give me a nicer one? I see that there's a nicer one over here for a little bit more money. Can you give me this? First of all, there's 30 things that makes a nice esrog. It's also the pitum, it's also the tzura, it's also whether or not there's dats from the platelum, the chulum, the size. So it's also very nice in the Beis David, Sefer Beis David. He said, some people want to sign up because we're saying on the first sheet in the Mechaber. Stop being ashamed. First sheet in the Mechaber is esrog mitzumtzum. You should spend more. Most people don't get an esrog mitzumtzum. There's so many esrog mitzumtzum, no, nobody's getting such a small esrog. Now, even if you want to say that we're not saying on that, and we hold, like the second shita, like the yeshayim, like shita's rashi, that you're supposed to spend on a nicer, you're supposed to spend money for a nicer esrog, says, but lav dafka, do we go like the goyin? We go like the Magen Avraham that says if you already bought it, then in the chanami, there's no, you don't have to give it back. You don't have to buy. You don't. Once it's already bought, then you don't have to go ahead and give it back. So when you're coming to buy it. So Mamela, once the person already bought it, no one's returning it. The problem is that it's a nice mahalach, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to go that way. Mishnah Berurah brings down the grain and he quotes the Yerushalmi that sounds like the grain, and it sounds like that's how he's going. Okay, the grain, even Yerushalmi, mashma the Nakul Levino, it's mashma that's how he's going. Who's in the Holman says he has it. That in a Hanami, you're supposed to even give it back after you bought it. Never seen anybody do it. Beis Dava wanted to tell you that every person's Mekayim, Hidr Mitzvah at Shlish, when he first goes to the store. When you go to a store, you go to, there was outside of Ner Gavriel. You could probably still have them right now. Ben Azdarm, they had outside Ner Gavriel, 50 Esrogim. How much is each of those Esrogim going for? So you pick up the first one, it's not so nice, you pick up the second one, little one, you take this one. You ready to be kind, in the mitzvah. You took the one that wasn't 50 shekel, the one that wasn't 70 shekel, you took the one that was 100 shekel. You bought the one that, you didn't go for the cheapest. There's so much surge, just in those days they had. Yes, Damon Lefonov, 2 Esrogim, one was like this, one was like that. We, Baruch Hashem, like we mentioned in the past, from one Seicher, there was after leftover after Sukkot, 20,000 Esrogim. You understand what's going on over here? That's one Sechar, not the biggest Sechar in Eretz Yisrael. So we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands, if not millions of Esraegim that are going on over the course of, and you come into there's how many sales and how many, it happens to be, I grew up out of town, my father was a Rav, and people would order Esraegim beforehand. You order, do you want a Chinuch set, do you want a Mehoder set, do you want a Mehoder Mehoder, you want a Zepita, Mechulo, and there was 100 Balabatim, 100 Esraegim came. Maybe they threw in one or two more, I don't know. 100 Esraegim. Whoever first come first serve, you pick the nice one, and that's it. At the end of the day, there's nothing. We didn't bring from in town, and this is also 30 years ago, maybe things changed a little bit. But that's how it was. So in Echonami, you're very limited. Then Mizam Lefonim Shnei Esraegim, take the one that's a little bit more. But in a case where you have so many Esraegim, you come out in front of Yeshiva Smir, behind the dining room and in between the main building and the Sfarim store, and outside of Neir Gavriel and next to Beis Shalom, you already have 5,000 Esraegim. I don't know how many Esraegim. Good few hundred Esraegim you have. Besides all the stores and all Meir Sharim and Bechulu, hundreds and hundreds, thousands of Esraegim. Mamela, everybody's Mekayim, you don't buy the cheapest thing, you're ready Mekayim to in, because you only have to do it once, Mishapur says. The Bir Halacha says, or Chashon says, they say, you only have to go up a Shlish once. There's no in infinite amount of levels of Hidur Mitzvah. You go up once, and you can be here to the Inyan of Hidur Mitzvah. Now, the Bir Halacha over here says the Yisoid, which is the Yisoid Kimdumani for all of Hilchas. I've mentioned it many times in the past, and I think it's the Yisoid for all of Hilchas, all of Halacha Lamaisa. The Bir Halacha brings down, Mikol Mokim Be'esri Goylulov Sheyesh Be'ichshash Psul, V'hu adin b'chol ha-mitzvahs ki agav. She'toli b'plukta d'ravuso. If you have an esrik that has a shayla on it, and af shalacha the kosher, even if la'alacha has a kipas from the shulchan aruch, it's kosher, but if there's a shita that holds that it's not kosher, then yesh lo'imar de'lekuli alma, ze'lekuli alma tzarek l'kayim edem etzah, shlish rikri zachar latzis kol yed deyaz. If you have a mitzvah that is only kosher according to one shita, even if that's the shita that we pass the like. But there's another shita, which the Paisim say, L'charen has to be shita, which is not a shita yichidah, but a shita which is Gebrach La'alokha, the Mishnah Mechaber brings down two shitas, and we pass the like one of them. The second shita was there. If your lulav, or your esrik, or whatever other mitzvah that you're doing, is only kosher according to one, and you can get one which is kosher according to the other shita, even if we don't pass the like it, you should spend the third more to be kind then. If you look there in the Big Deyesha, what does the Big Deyesha say? The Big Deyesha says that if a person has an esrig with a pitim, and he has a choice without a pitim, and he has a choice of getting esrig with a pitim, you need to spend afimu yarsim ishlish. Since there's shitas that hold that an esrig without a pitim is possible, you have to spend even more than a shlish. That means he took this, he started the Prima Gadim, that when there's a chash psul, even though maybe we pass the law, then it's not a problem. There are Ramah to go, it's not a problem. Nevertheless, you have to spend even more than shlish. Twice it sounds like the Bir Halacha was not going to be that, but the whole problem is at shlish, he holds that way. The shayla is for us. For what reason do you have to spend a third more to get a shayla? We don't pass the link. That's also a chelik hedder mitzvah. A chelik hedder mitzvah is not to do just the ikur de mitzvah. To chop around another shito. Look, I'm being mechab of the mitzvah. Even though the Halacha can be yates with this, I want to get even a better one. That's the need of the mitzvah. To always do better than you have to do. That's the need to be mahadar. I can be yotze eating my matzah at night, even if I'm stuffed. But to be mahadar mitzvah should be the tail. You do whenever you do a mitzvah in a better oifen. That's the inyan of hider mitzvah. Now, like I've mentioned, the Teres Chatas, the Raman is Sefer Teres Chatas writes in Zakdama. Don't ask me how is it that many times I'm mekel b'shafat chak b'makom hefsim meruba. I tell you could be mekel. What is this? You pay off the rabbi, then you're good. How does it work? That you can just b'shafat chak. That it works. They can be mekel. So he says no, because a lot of times I'm machmer lechatchilo to be choishish for another shita. But me'ikir adin, I hold not that way. I me'ikir adin, hold you can be meikul. But since there's other yeshirin that hold not that way, lechatchilo I say, be choishish for other shitas. Shazat chak. Be'mokim etz meruba. Anytime that it's kiyetzib as that, in a chanabi, you could follow zich, you could rely on the ikir adin and not worry about the shita machmeres. But that's the inin b'chlal to bear in mind when you get to halacha. There's so many shitas, there's so many how much should I be mahadar. When it comes to gashmias, people don't always ask these questions. How much should I be mahadar when I'm buying a new set for whatever it is, dining room table? How much should I be mahadar? Should I get one that's only second hand, or should I get one that's maybe a little bit better? Or should I spend the, once you're doing it, let's get the nicest for them.
mitzvah should be the same way. You have a choice to get it, chaper in another shito. That's the Indian. The Indian, if begashmis is like that, it's only beruchnis. Becholinyan beruchnis, it's like that. It's not just the chaper in another shito, it's to be choishish for other shitas la halacha. That is a basis for very many halachas that we have. The maisa. When you get to, there's a famous maisa with Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim had two esrogim. One was Korfo, which is a chashash morkov, but it was beautiful. And one was Shemaret Yisrael, wasn't a chashash morkov, but also nice. And he wanted to take both of them. His shaila was, what should he do? Which one should he make a bracha on? Should he make a bracha on the kosher vadai, but not as nice? Or the mehudar vadai, but not as kosher, safek kosher. So he nabbed on that you should make a bracha on the mehudar first, even though it's a safek kosher. Why? Because if you took the one which is vadai kosher, then you can't be yotzei the other one afterwards. There's no need to be mahadar mitzvah after you vadai yotzei. So if you're ready to make karim the mitzvah of one which is for sure kosher, then what's the need to take the hinder? Mashenkin, if you have a suffix, whether or not you make karim the mitzvah, then you take the hinder, you take the mahadar one, take the one which is vadai kosher afterwards. That way, on the side that the first one is kosher, you will make karim if it hinder. On the side that wasn't kosher, then you have the second one afterwards. Now there's two nidurim that the Ilum was mafakvik on. One is that it's a chur, it's a hefsik. Between the, on the tzad that it's mahodr, not kosher, then you're mafsik. And the second thing is, who told you that you can't be mahadr mitzvah, shlev v'shas mitzvah? So the truth is, klapi the first nekuda of hefsik, the briskerov said that it was by esrik that he didn't have this issue, because you're allowed to take the mzarek with them. So you're allowed to take a lulav and then take the esrik afterwards. And say, you don't have to be esrik while holding it at the time of the lulav. Together with the lulav. So you could hold the lulav and hold an esrik, and if the esrik isn't kosher, it's not mafriyim. You didn't have an esrik kosher. So the skilo is why I took the lulav first, and then I picked up the esrik afterwards. The mela is not a concern in hefsik, it wouldn't be a problem. Klapei b'negea to hinder mitzvah. So the truth is, the Beis Halevi says in Chelek Beis Mem Zayin, he declares this, he best says this, he's saying of Reb Chaim, that you can't be mekayem the mitzvah of hinder without it. And Bepashas, he's saying it in Machlokes Rishonim. Between the Torah and the Rambam, Beitzitz and Shena Makvin, the halacha is that when a person is doing a Maisa Milo, then he's choizer on Tzitz and Ma'akvin, the pieces of Basara that are Ma'akiv the Milo, he's choizer even after he finished the Milo. But Tzitz and Shena Ma'akvin, he's not choizer if he already finished the Milo, but if he's still being Isaac in the Milo, then he goes on Tzitz and Shena Ma'akvin. Why? Because it's Mahad the Mitzvah to take them off. Now, that which we say that you're not choizer, is that talking about on Shabbos, or is that talking about Bechol? So the Torah learns that after Shabbos. Shabbos, don't go ahead and do another chaticha if it's not ma'akiv. But b'chol for sure be mahadir. As opposed to the Rambam holds, no, even b'chol don't go back. What's the pshat? Says the Beis Halevi, it's telling this. The Rambam held, it's not shaykh be mahadir mitzvah, shalei b'shas mitzvah. Mashiach in the Torah, you could be mishas. So even b'chol, once you're ready to become the mitzvah, what are you doing? You're doing it in the mitzvah afterwards. Mashiach in the Torah, you could. And the truth is that it's not going to be so that you could. Kenzan, it's only over here, like he says, that the hinder mitzvah is in the chefza. Here you see the hinder mitzvah afterwards. The maisa milo is going to always be nicer than the, it's going to be in the chefza and the guf of the adam. You're able to see that it was done in a more mohudr tikkaoifin if you took off the tzitzit chayna ma'akvin, as opposed to hinder mitzvah, which is taking another essay. You don't see it afterwards. There's no kiyum b'chlal to the hinder mitzvah than in the chanami. Because the was asking, what's the Indian to be mahadar mitzvah shalibish? What's the Indian? How can it be mahadar mitzvah? Shalibish has to have the mitzvah. Can that Indian is telling you what type of hinder mitzvah we're talking about? Is it in the chefzo? Is it in the gavro? Is it in the, Indian of chibuv? Is it, what is it? It could be that it's only if it's in the gavro. If you have a hinder mitzvah which is in the gavro, then in a chanami, not a hinder mitzvah like not eating before the matzah, which is in the gavro. But where there's, it's in the gavro, it was a chefzo of the mitzvah, that it remains. There in a chanami, there would be an Indian to be mahadar even afterwards. Now, is there an Indian if you're a person has a choice of zuzah makdimin or to do a hinder mitzvah? You could either take a lulav at the beginning or a nicer one later on. What should he do? So the Shari Tshuva talks about it in the end of Tafresh Nun Aleph, and it seems like he's metzadik that if it's going to be a vada, he can be carrying the mitzvah later on. Then in a chanami, if it's a topic whether or not he can get a nicer esrog later on, shui mitzvah lemish nidin, the kind of mitzvah right away. However, if it's a vadai, then you could wait for it because that's also an Indian of hinder mitzvah. You want to be mahadir the mitzvah of zrizin. You want to be zoris through the mitzvah. His lesson, he has an interesting lesson. He says, זה גם כן זור הזבורים איתי לסיס מצו מן המובחור, ומחשב תעתו ומצערך למעשה. זור הזבורים בלסיס מצו מן המובחור. Now, there's an Indian of Zrizis also, which is a chilek of the mitzvah, just to be masif, is what I said before, it's about waiting daf gitzol to get your dal aminim, but again, right before yantif. Shlomo Zalman once overheard somebody say in shul, and he got mama, she got a gorgeous dal aminim for such a cheap price, he went right before yantif, they're closing up, and he bought everything. Shlomo Zalman blew up. I don't know how the first one, but he says at least his own family, he told over to Tamil with his family, he says, what type of business is that? Being misbar about such a thing? He says, everybody's going and showing their chavivas for the mitzvah between Yom Kippur and Sukkot and being mashgiach and getting in, and no one wants to wait for the last second, and you want to chivu mitzvah, and this guy waits the last second. If you have to buy something for a king, for whatever, you wait the last second to go see it, to buy it, and hop in at a good price, well, no, you make sure that you have it ready beforehand. So that's the chur. The Indian of Zrizis is a chiluk of the Indian of the mitzvah. It's not to just leave it for the last second, but in a chanami, and if a person spends money on everything else, then certainly there's no reason not to spend money on their mitzvahs. Pay full price for it. Everything will pay full price for it. Make sure there's an Indian dafka not to get a mitzvah. V'chinom, you should pay for a dafka. V'meilo, don't worry about the money. Ein adam shemeya v'koyli u'mafsin. Now, there's an interesting Indian when you get to hear the mitzvah. The Bikur Yaakov says, if they're bidding on an esrik, and a person wants to buy it for a gadol ador, somebody else wants to buy it for himself, he says, you don't have to allow the person to buy it for the gadol ador, because you come first. Everybody's mechayev in it, you come first. Now that Shlomo Zalman says, if some brothers bought a few esrikim, they want to know, do they have to give the nicest esrik to the father or not? He says, no, the mitzvah is mutl on you, just like it is mutl on your father. There's no thing to give it to your father. Well, when you get to Ruchnius, there's a very fascinating Shari Tshuva in Simon, in Or HaChaim, Simon Tov Pei Beis, that if we say Chayach HaKedem, when you get to Gashmius, if we say Chayach HaKedem, when you get to Ruchnius, every person is mitzvah to be mashed themselves, and you should try to chop a mitzvah. If a person already has a mitzvah, you grab it away from them, asor zuv. But before a person is zeichen it, you should try to chop it. That's why Vayad said to Pliny Almighty, he wanted to marry Rus, he said, Beis Kanoischa, Meis, he told the Pliny Almighty, he says, if you're gonna marry her, then you're gonna get the fields. Rus Hamoyavio, he's Madgish Hamoyavio, because everybody didn't want to marry Moyavio. Moyavi is Osir, it's Moyavio is Mutter. So he's Madgish Moyavio, so he shouldn't want to marry her. So he should be able to get the mitzvah of marrying her. And he saw that the top of Baruch HaKodesh, that she's gonna be Eva Shamalchus, every person should try to hop around the mitzvah not worry about everybody else. Not worried about anybody else. If you have a choice to do a mitzvah, you should go for it. The last halacha we went off with is, I think, a great hakdama to the Yom Leroy, to Rosh Hashanah, to Kabbalah Zol Shamayim, is what the Ramah says over here, that Dafka mitzvah sasei, avaloi sasei, yitin kol mamayne kodem shiavar. A person is mechuyiv to give all of his money before he's over on a mitzvah sasei. What's the reason why? Says Mishnah Berurah, because mitzvah leisa say is kum ve'esei, and mitzvah asei is shevat asei. Mainly the place in Clare, the Prima Godim, and the Bigur Yaakov, they clear, what's the story if you have a mitzvah esei, which is shevat asei, which is kum ve'esei? Some service says that the ikar is shevat asei ve'kum ve'esei. What's the nafkimino? A sukkah. You want to eat outside of a sukkah. That's the chari kum ve'esei. You're eating outside of a sukkah. So, you live in an apartment building in New York City, you get an insurance for $100,000. You have a sukkah for a week. You have to do that? Come to SAT to eat outside of a sukkah. You have to do that or not? $100,000? You can hack it. You've got $105,000. So, you have to give all your money? You shouldn't be able to eat. That's a come to SAT. The Bigur Yaakov wants to say from the Rivash that the only time that you're not mechuyev to give it is dafka when you have time to the tibu. So it's also an essay and it's also Sheva Tate. Lamaisi says when you get to eating outside of a sukkah that there's a difference between whether or not your chiv is to build a sukkah. That's if you don't build a sukkah, that's a shevat asa. Mamil, you're not mechuyev to give all your money to build a sukkah. Once you're after the fact, then you don't have no sukkah. So then you don't have a sukkah to eat. It's not a bitul asa. You can't build a sukkah anymore. The question is if you're going to be machriach, they tell you, I'm forcing you to eat outside of a sukkah. In that case, an echanami, that's a kumbe essay of an essay that a person would maybe have to give all his money from. Which is tremendous to think about it, that a person has to give, a person, they tell him, listen here, you eat this piece of sushi, it has a bug inside of it, and you're, not that sushi has bugs, but eat this, whatever it is, hazard. A guy's a multi-billionaire. Well, give me all your money. All the money. The guy shouldn't be over on one lap. He's got to give all his money. And that's what we say in Shema. Means you have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and give up all your money before being over on his own. That's a chilek of Kabbalah Sol Shemayim, is that not to be mamre pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to go connected, bekum be'ezeh, connected to Rebbeinu Shel Olam, a person has to give up all his money. Which will occur to come out, like the Mishabur is already Moir at the end, but he gets to working on Shabbos. If a person has a job, and the boss goes over to him, one of the questions that he asks, and says, if you don't tell me who did this and this thing, and you have no heter, I'll be called Lashon Hara, then I'm going to fire you. Then you say, please hand me the pink slip. In a chanami, we got a person asks me, he says, what do you think? Somebody, a relative of mine, asked my shver, he wants to spend an extra extra $100 on the flights back for all his kids, his whole family, that they should be in a a non-movie area. So I said, you think it was right to ask the shver for that? Was it right to ask the shver? The seder. But mitzad sheni, is the person mechuyev to? If the person is choishir, that he's going to be nechshal in maris asuris. Even if you hold maris asuris, not yisur deraisa, which maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Even by Yisrael Rabbanan, they force a person to drink Tam Yenom, a person has to give all his money. For any love, even if kids are the Rabbanan, then a person has to give up everything, give up all his money, just to appreciate what it means, not to put himself into a matzav where he might have to be over. If he had been in that matzav, he'd have to give even thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, or millions of dollars, push it not to be over. And don't worry about the money. As we said before, in Adam Shremea Bekoili, who has